Morning, love. How'd you sleep?
Yeah, me too. Today's the day. You excited?
Glad to hear it.
No second thoughts?
All right, then.
No, me neither.
I'm excited. If you're still in, then I'm still in.
Fantastic. But I want to talk to you either way. Just one last time before we finally do it. I don't want to leave a single doubt in your mind about what's going to happen today. Just to make sure we're both on the same page about everything. First of all, I love you. I love you so much. I need you to know that I want to do this with you, okay? I want to cuck you. Cucking you is the point of today. I don't just want to get fucked by a guy with a big dick. I mean, I want that too. I definitely want that, but that's not all. I want to do it while we're together. I want to be a slut, but I don't want to be a slut without you. I want to be a slut for other guys while I'm with you. And I want no secrets between us. I want to suck and ride his big cock while you are fully aware that that's what I'm doing. I want to cuck you, and I want you to get off on it. I want to deny you my pussy and give it to him. But I need you in on this 100%, or else I'm not going to do it, okay? I want him to own my pussy, but you always own my heart. Do you understand, love? Okay, great. Now I'm really ready. Oh God, I'm so excited. Soon he's gonna be here and he's gonna be fucking my brains out with that giant cock of his in this very bed. Does that get you excited, love? He's gonna be right here pounding me into this mattress. But you're not gonna be here, are you? Oh, no, you're not. You're gonna be at work like a good boy. I hope you don't get too distracted thinking of all the naughty things that stud with his big cock is doing to your wife. And don't you dare go jerk off in the bathroom while you're at work. I'll let you do that tonight when we're back here. When I'm whispering all the juicy details of our fuck session in your ear. I don't even need to look. I know you're so fucking hard right now. Okay, I think you best get going, love. You need to get to work, and I need to get myself ready for him, all right? Okay, I love you. I'll see you tonight, Cucky. Oh, hi, baby. How was work? I'm just teasing. Come on. We can eat later. I won't make you wait any longer. Let's go to bed and I'll let you jerk off. That's it. Just get comfy and get your cute little cock out. Oh, you must be dying to stroke. It's okay, baby. You have my permission. Just close your eyes and let me paint a picture for you. God, I don't even know where to begin. It was everything I wanted. He was such a fucking stud. His cock was even bigger than I expected. The pictures didn't do it justice. But I'm getting ahead of myself. First, we just had a drink and talked. I told him what a great husband you are, but that your dick is so small and that it's just not enough for me. And how you agreed that we need to find a man with a really big cock that can satisfy me. He was very understanding. Baby, slow down. You're gonna come before I get to the best part. That's it. Nice and slow. If you can't hold it anymore, just stop for a bit. I'll tell you when you can come. So So I told him about your little problem, and he said he's happy to help you out and take care of me. Just talking about it made me so wet. My panties were soaked before he even touched me. We started making out right here where you're laying right now. God, it was such a rush being kissed by another man after all these years. His arms around me, his hands all over me, grabbing my ass and squeezing my tits. I could feel his bulge getting bigger and harder, grinding against me. You know I usually love foreplay, but I just couldn't control myself. It just came out and I told him I wanted to suck his cock. I just asked him and he told me to get it out. I was so hungry for his cock love. My hands were shaking. I could barely undo his belt. But when I finally got it out, oh my god, he is so fucking big. So much bigger than you. Like, this much bigger. And so much thicker. And when I saw it and wrapped my hands around it, something in my brain just changed. I felt this wave of desire go through my whole body. I needed his cock in my mouth. He could have made me do anything he wanted if he promised me a taste of his cock. But he just let me have it. He let me suck it, and I completely lost myself. There you go. Keep jerking your cute little dick. Keep jerking it while I kiss you. You don't mind if I kiss you after I had his cock in my mouth, right? Good boy. I knew you wouldn't. Just picture me licking it up and down. From the base to the tip. Picture me filling my mouth with his tasty cock. God, he tasted so incredible, baby. It made me want to take him all the way down my throat. But I barely got it halfway in before I gagged. But I wanted to take it all so badly that I kept trying. I gagged myself on his cock over and over again until I had tears streaming down my face. He told me not to stress and that he'll let me practice until I can take him all the way down my throat. Isn't that generous of him, love? And don't worry, I'm gonna keep trying until I can take his whole length. That's it. Keep going, my little cuck. Jerk your little dick while you picture me with this big cock in my mouth. Sucking it and bobbing my head up and down right here while you were a good boy at work. Were you a good boy today? Were you nice and productive at work while I was sucking his dick in our bed? Good boy. You are so well behaved. You know your place. I know you're so excited that I'm finally getting the cock I need, but try not to let it distract you too much. I want you to stay focused on your work while I suck and ride his cock. Can you do that for me? Good boy. You're such a good boy. God, with him in my mouth, I completely lost track of time. I could have kept sucking him forever if he didn't stop me. But he pulled his cock out of my mouth, and I knew what he wanted. So I peeled my soaking wet panties off of my pussy, slid them off, and spread my legs wide for him. There's a good boy. Keep jerking like a good little cuckie. God, my heart was beating so fast, knowing I was about to get that big cock I've been missing so badly since we got together. Really picture this, my love. Picture me with my legs spread wide for him and ready to be taken. My pussy dripping wet, him on top of me, slowly parting my lips with the head of his cock. I gasped when he started stretching me out with his girth. For the first time, I felt that void being filled that only a cock like his can fill. Good boy, keep jerking, baby. He buried his whole length of his cock in my soaking wet pussy, but he didn't fuck me right away. First, he just told me to look at him and feel it. Just to look him in the eyes and feel every inch of his cock inside of me. He said to tell you that he owns my pussy now. I said, yes, sir. Then he started fucking me. Oh my fucking God, baby. For the first few seconds, I was speechless. I couldn't even moan. Being fucked by him was so overwhelming. All you could hear was him thrusting his giant cock into my wet pussy and his balls slapping against me. Oh, fuck. Then I lost my mind. All I could think of was to beg for more. I begged him to keep fucking me, to use my pussy, because he owns it now. It's his alone to do with what he wants, because I'm his slut. And he did, baby. He used me like a slut, just like I wanted. He stretched me out and I creamed all over his thick shaft and I came on his cock. I don't even know how many times. Being impaled by his fat cock was just too much. I'm pretty sure the neighbors heard me scream, but he just ignored it and kept fucking me. He used me like his fuck toy. He just kept using my pussy and paid no attention when I came. He just kept the pace like an unstoppable fucking machine. And I took it. And I came so much, baby. It felt so good to not have to think. To finally be able to give my pussy to a man who had the cock that I deserve. To just keep my legs spread for him and to take every inch of his monster cock. I need him, baby. He knows how I need to be fucked. He has the cock I need and he knows how to use it. Don't get me wrong, your little dick is very cute and you look so adorable stroking it. But seeing your cute little dick just makes me want to cuddle you. Only seeing his monster makes me want to suck and fuck. I think it's for the best that you just jerk off from now on and leave fucking me up to him. Don't you agree? Aw, you're such a good boy. I knew you'd understand. Now that I know what a real cock feels like, I just can't go back to your little dick. You understand, right? Good boy. I knew you would. You're such a good boy. I'm so lucky to have such a loving and understanding husband. A husband who can accept that he needs help from other men who can satisfy his wife. Help from well-hung studs who can fuck his wife the way she needs. I know you love me. My happiness is what's most important to you, because you accept that your dick is just too small for me, but there are so many men with big dicks who are willing to take that over for you, and you'll let them fuck me because you're a good boy. And he did, baby. He fucked me so good. I lost count how many times I came on his thick monster cock. I took him any way he wanted to fuck me. I took him with my legs spread wide and he fucked me into the mattress. I rode his cock until my juices were running down onto the sheets. And I took him from behind like a real slut. He fucked my brains out. Oh, you're so close now, baby. Don't worry, I'll let you come, but I want you to come when he comes. And you know where he came, right? He owns my pussy, so he can do what he wants with it. By the time he came, I was so fucking cock drunk. Just a messy little puddle. But still offering myself to him. Still taking it like a good slut. Jerk faster now, baby. I could feel his cock starting to throb inside of me. And I begged for his cum. I wanted his cum so bad. So I begged him, please give me your cum. Please, I want your cum. Are you ready, baby? Picture his huge cock going in and out of my pussy, covered in my juices, pulsing inside of me, him using me like his fuck slut. You're such a good husband for letting this happen. He was almost there. He fucked me faster and faster. He shoved his cock one last time, balls deep inside of me, and he came. Now come, baby. Come like he came in me. Come to me getting creamed by him. Come on your hand like he came balls deep in my pussy. Blow your load to him blowing his load inside of me. Blow your load to him dumping his cum deep in your wife's pussy. That's it. Oh, fuck. Good boy. Such a good boy. There you go. Fuck. Good boy. Well done, baby. Oh my god, that was so intense. How are you feeling? Good. I want to make sure you're okay. Good, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Seems like you enjoyed it quite a bit. You came so much. Now let me clean you up. Wow, you came a lot. You made quite a mess, baby. You made a mess on your tummy and he made a mess in my pussy. Just let me get it all and then we'll cuddle. There you go. Now come here. Oh yeah, I am great. It was everything I wanted. And you? I'm so glad, love. I had so much fun making our fantasy come true. Well, it's no longer a fantasy. I can't wait for his next visit. He said he can bring friends next time if I want. I said I'd ask you. Do you mind if he shares me with his friends? All right, then I'll tell him. We'll make it a party next time. But you know that if you ever don't feel 100% safe, and I mean at any time, just say the word and we'll stop, okay? Okay. I'm so glad I have you. I love you. Okay, now let's go eat something.